Welcome to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Coming up this hour, we'll talk with Leslie Morrow. She's South Dakota Executive Director for the Alzheimer's Association. We'll talk about research to detect and prevent the disease, along with some walks to end Alzheimer's coming up next month in the state. Also, with the State Fair opening today in Huron, we'll hear about 4-H activities at the fairgrounds with the organization's Youth Development Program Director, Peter Nielsen. But first, South Dakota's Tourism Secretary Jim Hagan has been named State Tourism Director of the Year by the U.S. Travel Association's National Council of State Tourism Directors. The award was announced on Monday during the association's educational seminar for tourism organizations in Louisville, Kentucky. Hagan was the first South Dakotan to receive the award since Susan Edwards back in 1994. He was appointed Secretary of Tourism by Governor Dennis Dugard. He also served as Secretary of Tourism and State Development for a couple of years for the Mike Rounds administration. Secretary Hagan is back in the office, and he joins us on the line. And Secretary, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Hey, thank you, Carl. I'm actually joining you from the parking lot of the Best Western Ramcota in rainy Sioux Falls. I'm just getting ready to run into a meeting and give a presentation after our interview. So good to be in rainy Sioux Falls today.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're taking the time to talk with us. And I should say congratulations on being on the honor of being named State Tourism Director of the Year. I'm guessing that must be an especially big honor since it's coming from your peers across the country.
Yeah, it's very it's a very humbling reward, also very exciting as well. But I appreciate that very much, Carl. Yeah, it's some folks have asked me in recent days, I mean, how do they determine this award? What is it based upon? And essentially what it's, how the State Tourism Director of the Year is chosen is by a vote of your peers around the country. And they just look at your body of work and the work of your department over the last couple of years and study the way that you have raised the profile of your state and your marketing efforts. So, yeah, it was very humbling and very exciting, and it was great to have, I had 19 members from the Department of Tourism there. We had representation from two of our marketing firms that worked for us, and yeah, just an exciting day.
Now, what do you think it takes to be a successful tourism secretary or director? Is it just coming from a simple love for the state?
Yeah, I think that's one of the elements for sure. Definitely a love for the state and a love for the people. The second thing would be is you have to have the events and attractions that are of interest to people not only around our country but around the world. So we're so blessed in South Dakota with outstanding state parks and, of course, our national parks anchored by Mount Rushmore and so many different unique events and attractions here in Sioux Falls, you know, throwing out Jazz Fest as an example, wineries, rodeos, Native American culture, and powwows, you name it. We have so many different items that are appealing to visitors from, like I said, all over the world. The second thing it takes, I think, is a really great team that surrounds you. And I am so blessed in the Department of Tourism to have just a team of all shapes and sizes, some very young, some seasoned, but they love this state as much as anybody. The thing that drives them every day when we go to work is how can we raise our profile and how can we tell the South Dakota story better. I think the third element would be just having an industry, a visitor industry in the state that is just so supportive of all of the efforts that the Department of Tourism undertakes, my efforts in traveling around the country to tell our story. They're so welcoming of our visitors, rolling out the red carpet, making them feel right at home. So all those ingredients come together to equal success.
In this National Travel Association conference that you were at earlier this week in Louisville, were there other things that happened that were of significance that's worth sharing that might have an impact on the work that the tourism department does here in South Dakota?
Right, sure. This conference is just an amazing conference. It's once a year, brings destination marketing organizations from all over the country and really amazing speakers who are talking about tourism marketing, marketing as a whole, the latest research, consumer research. And so we just gobble it up. We take pages and pages of notes and then sit around with our peers from around the country just brainstorming on things that we can do. I'll share a piece of news with you, too. It's sort of breaking news. We haven't issued a press release on this yet, but on Tuesday evening, we were awarded with a really nice national recognition as producing the best tourism printed piece in the country. So we had a freestanding insert is what we call it. It's a piece that we stick in newspapers in surrounding states and in our target markets. and we submit for consideration to the U.S. Travel Association. Those submissions are judged by a worldwide marketing firm that's really well-respected, J. Walter Thompson, and South Dakota's piece was chosen as the best in the country. So that was very fun. It was fun for the team. It was fun for our marketing agency here based in Sioux Falls, Lawrence and Schiller, to be there and to see us win that award.
Now, when you're meeting with your peers across the country, it kind of brings to mind the question, are you guys kind of all in competition with each other as you're trying to draw tourists?
Yeah, that's a great question, and that's one we get asked often, and we often laugh about it during our meetings at ESCO and other conferences. Yes, it's definitely a competitive environment. We know that with states and cities and convention and visitors bureaus, you name it. But I tell you what, the visitor industry, not only in this state but nationwide, is one of the most collaborative and sharing industries you'll ever find. People are so willing to share their successes, to share their challenges very candidly, things that they're struggling with. And people are so willing just to step in and help and say, hey, this is something that we tried. Maybe this will help you. So competitive, yes, but it's probably the most friendly competition. And we're all rooting for one another. We know how important tourism is to all of our state economies, and especially for South Dakota. It's our second largest industry, employing nearly 30,000 people. It's a huge part of our economic base. So, yeah, it's just fun to see that collaboration and the willingness for people to share ideas, share challenges, share advice, and at the end of the day, for you.
So you're not keeping all these secrets to yourselves?
No. There may be one or two that are proprietary, but no, it's so rare that anyone would ever keep a secret. But yeah, and that's what I love so much about this industry, not only within the state, but nationwide too, is just the willingness to cooperate and help each other out.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with Tourism Secretary Jim Hagan, who was named this week State Tourism Department or State Tourism Director of the Year by the U.S. Travel Association's National Council of State Tourism Directors. Now, the Labor Day weekend is coming up. That usually marks the end of the summer tourist season. Have you had any reports at all about how well this summer was for tourism?
Yeah, you know, we'll get our final numbers back, Carl, starting late December, early January. But it's been a pretty good season. It was interesting. Again, we had to start off the season very rainy and cold, and that's happened to us now the last couple of years, and that always puts a little damper on the start to the season. And we're finding in our target markets especially that schools seem to be getting out later and later. So in a lot of our target markets, whether it be in Wisconsin or Iowa, Chicago area, we're seeing schools getting out somewhere around June 17th or 18th. So it takes a while for those families to start being able to take those vacations. But I've had good reports even in the last week from folks who are saying we're still seeing strong traffic now through late summer. And I know that there were a few attractions that I talked to 2 weeks ago who said that in their books they're going to be having record-setting summer. So, you know, my personal goal would be to see every event and attraction have record-setting summers. That won't always happen, we know that. But I think overall it's been a really good summer. And I'll be eager, too, at the end of the year to see what the final numbers are.
Now, the State Game Fish and Parks completed its annual pheasant brood survey. The results show a 76% increase in pheasant numbers over last year. And I'm assuming that's good news for the tourism industry in South Dakota.
That's fantastic news. Yeah, I got the news when we were in Louisville, and really exciting to see that brood count turn out much, much better than last year, for sure, and to see those counts up. Pheasant hunting, especially for the eastern half of the state and central South Dakota, is so important. It's a huge part of local economies for mom-and-pop hotels and convenience stations, you name it. And so, really exciting to see those numbers up. I actually had a few people at the conference comment about the numbers to me, and then had two people in particular who said, hey, we heard the news about the survey, and we're actually planning a trip to come to South Dakota to shoot pheasants. So it's really great. Good news. You know, we know we still have challenges with habitat, and our pheasant numbers are still down from where they were even 10 years ago, but at least we're moving in a better direction than we were last year. And at the end of the day, South Dakota is still the premier pheasant hunting destination in all of the world. the hunters that will come here will harvest almost two times as many birds as our next nearest competitor. So we still have a lot of great hunting to offer. And one thing, too, that I think people need to remember, even though those counts may be down in some years, so much of the time it's just about coming to South Dakota, hanging out with family and friends, you know, spending time out in the fields, quality time, bonding with friends and family. So that's a large part of the tradition as well.
And when I was talking to some hunters, what they said, it just took them longer to get their birds, and they had to spend more time out there, but they still got their birds and they still had fun.
That's a really good point. In fact, we had a lot of people last year who say, you know, we used to come year after year, and literally that bell would go off at the noon hour, if you will, and we'd have our limit literally within 20 minutes and we'd be done for the day. But it was really fun to hear from hunters who said, you know what, so we didn't get our limit within 20 minutes. We got it in about an hour and 20 minutes, sometimes 2 hours, maybe a little longer than that, or maybe we didn't get our limit. But we just had fun being out in the great outdoors in South Dakota, and I don't think there's any place better than the South Dakota outdoors during the fall.
Talking about the fall, any special tourism campaigns coming up? I know that in the past there have been the Mount Rushmore mascots. They've been at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Is that happening again this year?
Yes, we are. In fact, we're really pretty excited about the marketing that we have going on this fall. Our fall marketing actually began about 10 days ago in our target market. So very aggressive fall shoulder season marketing to come out and experience fall foliage in South Dakota and the great outdoors, pheasant hunting, as we just talked about. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, yes, again, this November. We're excited about that. We'll have another big effort in New York City, and we're actually thinking of possibly doing a little outreach in the Philadelphia area, too, with such great history with the founding of our country, utilizing the mascots there. So we're working hard on that now, and we'll be excited to share some of the successes that we have and some of the things that we will be doing come Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade time.
And talking about the marketing that you and your staff at the tourism department have done over the past couple of years, I'm wondering, given the change in media and all the things that are happening, that if just the whole nature of marketing that you've done, if that's changed in the few years that since you've been tourism secretary.
Really great question, and absolutely, there's no question. We are constantly monitoring our media mix and our media buys and looking at how visitors are consuming marketing and what they're engaging with. So, you know, over the last couple of years especially, you've seen social media just blow up, whether it be Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, Instagram, and especially with millennial travelers, the younger travelers who really love to interact on those social media platforms. That's become a huge cornerstone of our marketing. Digital marketing on the internet, web banners, pay-per-click campaigns, you name it, those are absolutely essential. And we just see digital continuing to grow year after year after year. And as it does, we need to shift our budget. Print is still important in our target markets. Television is still important, network and cable. So, but we're constantly monitoring. We're looking at what our competitors are doing as well. But there is no question that the landscape, as it comes to marketing tourism destinations, has changed dramatically in the last 10 years. And a lot of that is because of the social media and digital media as well.
And what's interesting, I know the tourism department has had people participate somewhat in that, in having them share their photos and experiences on different social media platforms. Has that been effective?
It has been so great. So we've been running this hashtag #HiFromSD campaign, and you've probably seen billboards on the interstates or if you've been on our website encouraging you to share your photos of your South Dakota experiences. We have been absolutely astounded by the level of engagement. We have seen thousands and thousands of visitors share their photos. The number of impressions, the last I looked, just on Twitter alone, was in the tens of millions potential impressions. So it has been so good, and what I love so much about that campaign, what my team loves about the campaign, is just the authenticity of it. You know, people sharing their candid shots around a campfire or swimming in a lake or standing near Mount Rushmore or at a powwow or at a rodeo. It's just, it's real time, it's authentic, and especially for the millennial traveler, but for all travelers in general, they want that true, authentic experience, and you can get that in spades in South Dakota, and that's why I think this campaign has been especially fun to work on. And we're going to extend it now a little bit longer into the fall, and we actually are extending it into the hunting season as well. So we'll have a hashtag Hunt in SD that you can share your hunting photos as well, and those will land on a web page and on a tag board, as we call it, and will accumulate so you can share your best hunting, especially pheasant hunting photos. And then, you know, we've been brainstorming about ways to incorporate photos that have been submitted now over the last 4 months, and I think we have some good ideas of how we're going to utilize those in future marketing.
I guess it probably is interesting to see those photos, because this way, from a marketing perspective, you can see what really resonates with the visitors to South Dakota and the people that live here.
That is exactly right. The marketing insight that you can gain from the photos and the comments that come along from those photos, it's worth its weight in gold. It has really been fun, like I said, to just see the true authenticity of what people are doing. And you're absolutely right. It leads to great consumer insight, and I think we've learned a couple lessons through this campaign, and I'm really excited to see how it does impact our future marketing.
All right. Well, Secretary Hagan, I want to thank you so much for switching your schedule around a little bit so you could talk with us on Dakota Midday.
Oh, my pleasure, Carl. And I should have added one more element.
Sure.
One more element in a successful tourism department, and that's an administration and a governor who's just as excited as we are about tourism. So I failed to mention that wanted to thank Governor Dugard, too, for his help with that. And thank you, Carl, for putting a spotlight on tourism. We always appreciate what public broadcasting does for us.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carl.